08 West Ferguson in Shenandoah, your KSIH dealer in Shenandoah.
29 minutes now before the hour of 11 o'clock. I'm joined by Sharla Schmidt, with me, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Good morning, Sharla.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Did you have nice rain last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think like, what, 0.50 or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of pretty common across here. It was about half an inch.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that now we'll have a little sunshine and the yard will just keep on growing.
I'm not the mower in the family. Are you the mower?
I am.
Okay. All right.
I am. Yeah. I try to be anyway. So this time of year with weather like this, you have to stay on top of it.
I know.
Because it'll get away from you quick.
I know. I've seen a yard.
There are a few.
On my way home, it's like,
You got to stay on it. So the Board of Supervisors met this morning, a relatively short agenda.
It was a short agenda, short meeting. Okay. Yeah.
All the supervisors present at the meeting?
They were, except Mike. Mike zoomed in today.
Okay. All the routine preliminary items were approved?
Were approved.
Audience comment?
Nobody. Not a sound today. Crickets.
Pretty quiet. Okay. Mm-hmm. The weekly committee and assignment updates?
Nobody had any last week.
Okay.
So...
Boy, you moved right along through that
opening section
of the meeting,
yes,
didn't you? Secondary roads update. What did Engineer Karen Albert have?
Okay, just that they hauled rock to Elliott and Wales area and mowed gravel road shoulders in the Wales area. And then just a reminder, we will be opening bids for the G Avenue Pipe Culvert just south of 180th Street next Tuesday, July 15th at 9:15 a.m. The bids are due on Monday, July 14th by 3:30 p.m. at the auditor's office. They can be submitted via paper copy or via email, and the information was placed in the Red Oak Express. You can also find the information through the state IDOT letting service or the Associated General Contractor site, or you can contact the engineer's office for the bid package.
Okay.
And the bids are to be submitted using their proposal form. So that's all she had today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Under new business, it was claims. Approved claims payable for Wednesday, July 9th, $586,017.59.
Yeah. And that's kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the Villisca Tower replacement in there, which we will be reimbursed for.
Right.
But we had to pay for that. And then solutions, there was payment to solutions because, you know, it's a new year.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it was just a little high and that's why right now.
But that's probably largely because of the tower, right?
Yes. All yes. Right. Yeah.
Approved sheriff's report of fees, June 30, 2025, $4,668.59.
That was approved.
The recorder's report of fees for June 30th, $17,425.35.
Approved.
And then you had the treasurer's semi-annual ending fund balance June 30th in the amount of $12,460,558.44.
Approved.
All right. Agenda items for the next meeting?
We'll have that bid letting for that G Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And then we had that, we'll do the fiscal year 2026 amendment, which we have to do for like, we have the opiate, the ARPA, other items that, you know, we have to address to amend the budget that wasn't in the budget for 2026. And then also, at one of our meetings, we had that gentleman, Resilient Recovery, that we had said, hey, you know, so we're putting together a contract and so that'll be on the agenda next week too.
Okay. Anything else that you'd comment on? How long was the meeting? Pretty quick?
Very quick.
Yeah.
If it was a half hour, I didn't really keep track, but.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Charlotte Schmidt, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else we need to be aware of from the Board of Supervisors?
Not that I'm aware of today.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Pleasure to visit with you, and we'll
Same
look
here.
Forward to next week.
Okay.
Very
Thank
good.
You, sir.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Charlotte Schmidt, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, with us this morning.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI-KOAK. It's time to take a look at your Country Sunshine listening area forecast at this hour, brought to you by United Group Insurance, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
It's 10:36, 36 minutes now past 10 o'clock.
Country Sunshine Weather.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's Tuesday morning, July 8th. Thanks for joining us this Tuesday morning. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off this morning and gradually clearing skies expected. Daily precipitation chances from Wednesday through at least Friday. Thursday appears to be a day of active weather with